Hello and welcome to this CircCIO.com podcast. I'm Christina Chiroli, Editorial Director, and I'm here with Derek Lonsdale, IT Transformation Leader, Lean Expert, and CIO Advisor with Global Management Consulting Firm PA Consulting, and Ken Lewis, Service Management Consultant with PA Consulting. Thank you both for joining me.
Glad to be here.
Are you finding that clients are going with what they already have in place? I know you mentioned legacy, but if I'm a Microsoft shop, am I more than likely to use System Center Configuration Manager and so on?
I've seen the case where we had a client that has had to stick to their particular legacy system. Their asset database was probably considered the better source of truth within that corporation. But the key was that particular database, of course, an asset database is more or less a register and a list. So elements like the configurations relationships are missing. And so they have been struggling with the fact of, do they keep their asset database and then add on a configuration database? And at this point, they're looking at going that second route.
So they're willing to pay for that added cost? Or is it an added cost?
They seem to be willing to take on the added cost to it. I have clients that have now decided to go with the one vendor solution as well. And actually, one particular client used to have several separate asset databases and basically chucked the whole thing and started over again. So the variations are all over the map.
It seems that there would be benefits, obviously, for the single view and having the configuration management and IT asset management work in harmony. Can either of you talk to that? What are the benefits to the business or the IT organization of creating this harmonization between the two?
I think the benefits here in this particular realm, as we move into the era of big data, one of the big things, and in fact, you can see the example in that simple thing called Google and its weather maps, and taking weather data and putting it with geographic information, the same thing could be applied in the same principle here with configuration attributes mapped or merged or munged with asset cost information, as well as asset usually takes consideration of licensing and contract information or lease links to it. By taking those two sets of attributes and having a common linkage between them, you can mash up these data sets. And I think what you get, the benefit comes out of this, is that you can start to tie information from the configuration attributes like service groups and service supported and ownership, which are additional attributes, and tie together such that you can understand the cost of a service in its build, or even a release. You can also estimate the cost of maintenance, because if you tie configuration items to incidences and problems, you can start to estimate the ongoing run costs of services. Then you can also take the value of the assets and then tie it to a business outcomes, and such that you can see what the magnifying effect is when you combine certain assets. And the benefit of common assets like network devices and how much value they bring to the environment as well. So there's other benefits as well on the standpoint of licensing risk exposure. Using the combined attributes from both data sets allow you to identify risk exposure areas where you may be under-licensed, or cost issues where you're over-licensed, having software products that would be sitting in areas that don't normally need that particular piece of software. For example, hundreds of copies of Visio get wasted every year. So I think that there's a lot of benefits in those particular areas. By starting to use the compounding features of combining these two sets of data together.
Thank you, Derek and Ken, for your time today.
Oh, appreciate you the time to have a chance to talk with you. Thank you.
Thank you again. And this has been Christina Chiroad, Editorial Director with CertCIO, with Derek Lonsdale and Ken Lewis.